All righty. Shall we? I actually already hit record without Aaron having to remind
me. I noticed that. I'm proud of you.
That's a plus. I'm telling you, I'm on all circuits today.
You really are. You don't even need me. I'll go watch fantasy football on my TV for some reason.
I always need you, Aaron. Don't sell yourself short.
You'd be fine.
It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off. That's right. You have downloaded episode 28 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Aaron is back. Thank goodness. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I was sorry to miss last week just to watch the Rangers lose in person, but keeps me humble.
Well, I have a similar problem with watching hockey teams lose, so I can definitely commiserate with you on that one.
It's good to have a hobby.
We have two new players here on the Sports Trivia Face-Off, Scott and Chris, and we're going to let them introduce each other. Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I'm originally from Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee. Grew up a huge baseball fan and fan of Tennessee sports, University of Tennessee, and then went on to Virginia Tech and really started liking them, shifted more towards football. Currently living in the low country of South Carolina, and just try to keep up with trivia and sports as much as possible. It's good fun.
Yeah, I think I mentioned before on the podcast my my 1 year stay at Virginia Tech, where I learned a whole heck of a lot and not much of it in a classroom.
Sounds familiar.
College is for.
Exactly. Yeah.
Chris, if you could introduce yourself, please, and let us get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, my name's Chris, from North Wales, Pennsylvania. It's a suburb about 45 minutes, 50 minutes outside of Philadelphia. Used to be a huge sports fan, just getting older and with family life, haven't been able to follow it as much. So it sounds like Scott's going to have an easy day today.
Well, you never know how these things are going to work out, but I definitely feel you with how life events can definitely get in the way of sporting events. That's kind of the reason I dropped baseball for the most part a few years ago, because of these things called children that came into my life. Mm-hmm. So
they're very needy.
They're also very expensive, actually.
Yeah, heard that too.
I am going to cut a deck of cards to a certain card. Scott, I would like you to tell me if this card is red or black.
I'll go black.
I pulled the Queen of Clubs, so black is correct. Scott, you will get the first choice in the first period. Chris, you will get the first choice in the second period, and the person who is trailing will get the first choice in the third period. Scott, you have won the right to have your choice first in the first period. Your categories are things to be dealt with, paint it black, and a Namath was not average.
I'll go paint it black.
Paint it black. These are teams who have black as a team color. Number one, what 1990s NFL expansion team, technically, now plays in M&T Bank Stadium?
That would be the Ravens.
The Ravens is correct. Yes, when they moved from Cleveland, they were actually given an expansion team so that the city of Cleveland could keep their records in the city of Cleveland. Uh-huh. Number two, what NBA team began its franchise history as the Dallas Chaparrals?
Well, considering the topic, I'm going to go with the Spurs.
San Antonio Spurs is correct for another 10 points. Yes, they didn't move very far, but they did move. Number three, what MLS team now employs former England star Wayne Rooney?
Wayne Rooney. I think I'm going to challenge on this one.
Chris, you have been challenged. Do you need the question repeated?
No. Don't have a clue, so I just have to say, I guess, I'll just go with a big market team and say the Galaxy.
The LA Galaxy is incorrect. Scott keeps his 10 points. The answer is DC United. He came over, I believe, at the beginning of this season, as seems to be the pattern of guys who, instead of retiring from English football, they come over and play MLS for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's like the senior tour of soccer.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if you follow Ibrahimovic on Twitter. The dude just absolutely cracks me up. He is so over the top with his ego. It's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Number four, star defenseman Erik Karlsson was traded from what NHL team to what NHL team in 2018, both of whom have black as a color?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. I'm going to say the Kings and the Blackhawks.
Kings and Blackhawks is incorrect. Chris, can you pick up the rebound?
I'll say Blackhawks to the Bruins.
That is also incorrect. He was traded from the Ottawa Senators to the San Jose Sharks.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did not like seeing that guy join the Western Conference, that's for sure.
I just don't like either of those teams very much right now.
Yeah, I can understand that. Number five, what NFL team employed Steve Bartkowski from 1975 to 1985? This is to Scott.
I believe that's the Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons is correct for 10 points. You did pretty well on that one, Scott. Mm-hmm. You got 4 out of the 5 for 40 points.
Nice job.
Thank you.
And we are to Chris. Chris, you can choose between Things to Be Dealt With or Namath Was Not Average.
I don't know if I like either of these. I guess I'm going to go with Namath Was Not Average.
Namath Was Not Average. This category is about a gentleman named Joe. As in Joe Namath and your average Joe.
I like it.
Head in hands. Another. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron, very much.
Yeah, I chuckled.
Oh, the dad jokes have only started. Number one. What owner of 4 Super Bowl rings was named by Sports Illustrated in 2006 as the number one clutch quarterback of all time?
I'll go with Montana.
That is correct for 10 points. Number two, what Yankee who wore number 5 hit 360 home runs in his career, which ended in 1951?
DiMaggio.
That is also correct for 10 points. Number three, who starred in Hey Kid, Catch, a famous 1979 Coca-Cola commercial?
Mean Joe Green?
That is also correct for 3 for 3 in the category. And the jinx is therefore set. Number four, the Thrilla in Manila was the third and final fight in the trilogy of bouts between Muhammad Ali and whom?
This is a local Philly fighter, Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier, correct. You are now 4 for 4, looking to sweep the category. In 1995... This is number 5. In 1995, the Dallas Stars traded a young prospect named Jerome Iginla for what former NHL Rookie of the Year?
I'm going to challenge on this one.
Scott, you have been challenged.
Oh, boy. I will say... Oh, man. Joe Neuwendijk.
Joe Neuwendijk is correct for 15 points.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you spell it? Nice. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember who the other – there was another rookie that year, and he knew he wasn't going to win NHL Rookie of the Year, so he had T-shirts printed up, made, and it had his name in it, and then it said, easier to spell than Neuwendijk. That takes us to our first intermission. We are going to ask you about AAA affiliates in baseball. I'm going to give you the name of a AAA team, and you need to tell us what major league team they are affiliated with. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here are your four questions. Number one, the Tacoma Rainiers. Number two, the Las Vegas 51s. Number three, the Columbus Clippers. And number four, the Durham Bulls. While these guys ponder over those questions, here is something for you to listen to wherever you're listening to this podcast. If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks. We are back with the answers to the first intermission question. Let's start with Chris. Chris, who are the Tacoma Rainiers associated with?
I went with the Mariners.
And Scott?
I also said the Mariners.
The Mariners is correct for 5 points. Number two, we'll start with Scott. The Las Vegas 51s.
I said the Oakland A's.
And Chris?
I took a guess and said the Diamondbacks.
The answer is indeed the Oakland Athletics. So Scott picked up 5 on that one. And the 51 is named after Area 51, which I think is just absolutely fantastic. Number three, it's almost as cool as the Albuquerque Isotopes, who I didn't ask good in this one. Number three to Chris, the Columbus Clippers.
I took a guess because of the state and said the Reds.
And Scott?
I went with the Clipper connection and guessed the Yankees.
Chris, you were on the right thinking, but you picked the wrong team there, the affiliate of the Cleveland Indians.
Mm. Yeah, I knew who the Yankees AAA team was, so I did eliminate that one, but it's a shame I couldn't get to it.
Number four to Scott, the Durham Bulls of movie fame a few hundred years ago.
Yeah, I feel like I should have heard this before, but I had no idea, so I said the Cubs.
And Chris?
I took a guess on this. I thought Durham was AA, so I said the Nationals.
The answer is the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So that turned out to be one of our harder intermission questions, but you guys did okay. Chris got 5 and Scott got 10. Our scores now, Scott is on 65, Chris is on 45. We take you to the second period and the wonderful and lovely Erin Barkley.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Chris, your categories to choose from are Country Road, Take Me Home, Ladies' Night, or It Wins Championships. What would you like?
I guess it wins championships.
All right. This is a category on defense. Number one, at the time of this recording, the newest ESPN 30 for 30 is about the post-football trials of what legendary linebacker?
I guess I'll go with Ray Lewis.
That is incorrect, although a solid guess. Scott?
I haven't seen any commercials for this. I'll say Lawrence Taylor.
That's also incorrect. The answer is Junior Seau.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Number two. What Hall of Fame basketball player leads in career steals on the defensive side of the ball and in another important offensive statistic?
I think that's John Stockton.
I think that is correct. Three. What National Hockey League player was the first European-born and trained captain to lead his team to a Stanley Cup championship?
So I don't know hockey. I don't think Scott knows hockey, but he pulled out Lewandowski somehow. So I'm gonna take a guess and say Forsberg.
That is incorrect. Scott, do you want to take a shot at this one?
I probably would have gone with Forsberg, but I'll say Yzerman.
That is also incorrect. The answer is Nicklas Lidström.
You had the right team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, You guys were both on it. One had the right team. The other had the right nationality, Swedish.
Which is wild to me that it wasn't until, like, what was it? Late 90s, early aughts, that the first year, like, Europeans are really good at hockey, and it took that long for a European captain to win the cup.
Well, I think, and especially if you listen to Don Cherry, I think there was a stigma that that the European players didn't make good captains, that you needed a good Canadian boy as your captain because they were the
best. I remember, and I might have told this story in this podcast before, but it's a good one. When I was working at my local high school last spring, I was sitting around, and this was in April or maybe early May, and we're sitting around at lunch one day, and one of the athletics department guys was going on and on about Russians and how lazy Russians are and how they're just in it for the money and the fame. They don't actually care about playing as a team. And he says, that's why the Russians never do well at the Olympics. And I looked at him. And I looked across the table at my friend, and I looked at him again, and I was like, you know, I could correct him and politely remind him the Russians literally just won a gold medal at the Olympics, or I could just let it go. And I did. I took the high road, but I was like, okay, cool. I don't have to listen to anything else you say because clearly you're an idiot. So that was convenient.
Well, let's hope he's not listening to this podcast.
I kind of hope he is. If he's going to say dumb stuff with that much confidence, like, he needs to know. Do your homework, buddy. Anyway, sorry. 4. What pitcher has won the most Gold Glove awards with 18 between 1990 and 2008?
The first guy that comes to mind is Greg Maddux.
That's correct. I wasn't sure if you were going to follow it up by saying, but I'm going to go with somebody else. 5. What defensive end currently with the Carolina Panthers is the active career leader in sacks?
I should know this one. I'm currently with them. Come on. I think I should know this. I think Scott's going to know this, so I'm going to have to take a guess. I'm going to say Peppers.
Good guess. Right. That is correct. Scott, did you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured that's an easy one.
Yep. There's a joke somewhere about sacks of peppers. I don't know what it is, but it's out there.
Sounds dangerous. So
if you think
was
of it,
he,
yeah.
Was he traded? Because I thought he was drafted by the Panthers. So that's why. But that's what tripped me up a little bit. Or has he been with them the whole time?
He's currently with the Panthers.
I believe.
He was with the Panthers for a long time before going to the Bears, and he just went back, I think, on a free agent deal.
All right.
Yeah, he was with the Panthers until 2009, the Bears until 2013, the Packers until 2016, and is now in his second stint with the Panthers.
All right, kicking it to Scott. Your categories are Ladies' Night or Country Road Take Me Home.
I will go with Country Road Take Me Home.
All right, that is, perhaps predictably, athletes from West Virginia. Number 1. Whose photo in the July 1976 edition of National Geographic inspired Lorde's 2013 breakout hit?
I just heard this somewhere recently, and it's George Brett.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't know that. That's neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Number 2. Who was the first ever American woman to win the all-around gold medal at the Olympics and was the first woman to be featured on a Wheaties box?
Mary Lou Retton.
Correct. 3. What Football Hall of Famer holds the record for most touchdown receptions by a rookie in a season with 17 in 1998?
That's Randy Moss.
That is correct.
Oh, touchdown. Sorry.
You didn't
get Moss. No.
I have to say I was impressed with him this morning because he was doing that segment and he actually had a rugby highlight from Australia where a guy made a catch over another catch. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was impressed.
I'd like to see that.
I guess you'd have had to been there sitting with me.
Number 4. What Philadelphia Philly was named to the 1992, 93, and 94 All-Star Games at first base?
John Kruk.
Correct. And number 5, for the sweep, what current West Virginia University basketball coach is best known for his job at the University of Cincinnati from 89 to 2005?
Bob Huggins.
That is correct. 5-4-5. Nice job.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So going into the second intermission, we have Chris with 75, Scott with 115. It's still a tight game, gentlemen. Your second shootout category is top career NBA regular season games played. So name them. I have here the top 8 players who've played the most career NBA regular season games. Name as many of them as you can. And while they're thinking about that, here's something for you to think about at home.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
Let's start with Chris. What 8 gentlemen did you write down?
All right, my first 4 are Robert Parrish, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, John Stockton, and Karl Malone. Then I started throwing some darts. I said Moses Malone, Kobe Bryant, Kevin McHale, and James Worthy.
Okie dokie. And Scott?
For my first 4, I have Kareem, John Stockton, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, and then Karl Malone, Kobe, Robert Parrish, and A.C. Green.
Okay. And your answers? From 8-1, Jason Terry, Kevin Willis, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Robert Parrish. So Scott picked up 22 points, Chris picked up 20. The scores at the end of the second intermission are Chris with 95, Scott with 137, going into the third.
We are back to me for the third period. Chris, you have the unenviable task of getting to select first in the third period because that means you're trailing. Our categories are owners, are they on Route 66, or I'm all out of puns?
Doubt that. Don't lie to us, Brent.
I guess I'll go with all out of puns.
I'm all out of puns. If you're a regular listener, you know that I usually have a pun dealing with the current sports trivia category, and I just flat couldn't think of one for this week. So these are current sports trivia questions in the past week or so.
Oh, this isn't good for me.
I thought it was just being sneaky about putting miscellaneous back in.
You should see the edit she's doing on the spreadsheet. She's like, this is miscellaneous with it. And then it says, she goes, oh, never mind.
Collaborative editing is the best thing. I can be an idiot in real time. I love it.
Yeah, it's just too bad some people who have been in the industry for 20 years don't even know you can do that.
Fortunately, the learning curve is, you know, steep, but it moves.
Yeah. Number 1. What member of the Boston Red Sox became the first player in baseball history to hit for the cycle in a postseason game?
I haven't watched a lick of the playoffs so far. I'm going to guess and say J.D. Martinez.
That is incorrect. Scott?
I remember hearing about this, and I think it's a guy who's been on the bench. Is it Holt?
Holt is correct for a 5-point rebound.
Okay.
He did not do it in order, though. I believe the triple was the first one that he hit.
Get the toughest one out of the way.
That's right. Number 2, how many kicks, meaning field goals and point after touchdowns, did Mason Crosby miss for the Packers against the Detroit Lions?
I feel like that was a night game. I'll take a guess and say 5.
5 is correct. Good guess if that was indeed a guess.
Yeah, not a clue.
Yeah, he had quite a bad day, and it was a neat move by the coach. The game was for all intents and purposes over, but the coach put him in to try one last time at a field goal, and he did kick the last one, so at least he had a little bit of a confidence builder going into the last game. I thought that was a neat move by the coach. Mm-hmm. Number 3, in the first week of the National Hockey League season, who became the youngest player in league history to record 5 multi-point games to open the season?
As has been the case before with these questions, I'm going to challenge Scott on this.
Scott, you have been challenged.
Well, I've seen that Austin Matthews is on fire, so I'm going to say Austin Matthews.
Austin Matthews is indeed on fire, as are you, with a 15-point refuted challenge.
Good job, Scott.
Thank you.
In that streak, he had 9 goals and 3 assists, and the record had stood since 83 and was held by some dude named Gretzky, something like that.
That sounds Swedish.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, sounds Swedish. Yeah, it was Ingvar Gretzky, I think, that held that
record. It made him change it.
Number 4. Who are the 2 NFL teams who, as of week 6, have yet to lose a game?
At least I follow this a little bit with fantasy. I know the Chiefs are 1. And I'm going to say the Rams.
That is a correct answer for 10 points. Okay. And the Chiefs will definitely be put to that test tonight. I think they don't they play the Patriots on Sunday Night Football?
So. And I think they play them in Foxborough, yeah.
In Foxborough, yeah. I'll have to set the DVR for that one. By the way, Aaron, the flavor text was that one was left over from when the question was something
else. I'm looking at that going, that is not, those syllables don't match anything in this question.
I saw the highlight go to that cell and I was like, she's wondering what the f- I did.
Tagovailoa?
Well, it was going to be a question about the Alabama quarterback, but I didn't want to have 3 football questions
gotcha.
In there.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Brent puts the phonetic pronunciation in for me because I'm an idiot who can't sight read very well, and I appreciate it.
Hey, beating yourself up is my job on this podcast now. Number 5. It was announced that no tickets would be sold to the upcoming pay-per-view golf event in which Tiger Woods will be playing against whom?
So I don't follow golf too much. I'm just trying to think who's the top golfer that he might be going against. I'm going to say the guy who just won the FedEx Cup. I'm going to say Justin Rose.
Justin Rose is incorrect. Scott?
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson is correct for a 5-point rebound. I don't know how much they're wanting for that pay-per-view, but you'd have to really, really want to watch that thing to pay money to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's crazy.
I enjoy watching golf, but I don't even turn it on a Sunday a lot of times. So that'd be something you really have to be interested in to pay for, because it's probably right. Got to be at least $50.
Yeah, I thought I read somewhere it was 90, wow. But I'm not 100% sure about that.
That's too many dollars. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Scott, we are to your choice between the categories of owners and are they on Route 66?
I'll take, are they on Route 66?
Ah, good. Are they on Route 66? This is all about kickers.
I thought that might be it.
Somebody's starting to figure out my pun pattern. Number 1, who delivered the late game-winning field goals in Super Bowls 36 and 38?
Let's see, 36 and 38. Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri is correct for 10 points. Number 2, in the 2000 NFL draft, who became the 4th kicker ever taken in the first round at position number 17 by the Oakland Raiders?
That would be Sebastian Janikowski.
That is also correct for 10 points. Number 3, who holds the record for points scored in the history of the NFL?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Morton Anderson.
Morton Anderson is correct for 10 points.
All right.
And I'd specifically had listed, if somebody just said Anderson, they were going to be told I need to be more specific.
Yeah, Gary's at number 2 still?
I believe Gary is either number 2 or number 3.
Actually, he's 3 because he just got passed by Vinatieri.
Oh, did he? Okay.
I couldn't remember who Vinatieri passed.
Yeah.
And since he was already a question, that kind of helped out a little bit.
Number 4, what kicker has made the most extra points in his 26-year career? This same man was the oldest man ever to play in an NFL game.
Okay. he was. So is this current or a was in the past?
This is history.
Okay. I'll say Gary Anderson for that one.
Gary Anderson is incorrect. Chris?
Mike Vanderjagt?
That is also incorrect. Would it have helped if I'd have said he was also a quarterback who once threw 7 touchdown passes in a game?
George Blanda?
George Blanda is the correct answer.
I had 2 names written down. Blanda was the other. I just didn't think they would have scored enough for him to get them the extra points. I knew that.
In number 5, in Super Bowl 7, what Dolphins kicker infamously tried to throw a pass after his field goal was blocked, but it went straight up into the air, was picked off by Washington, and run back for a touchdown?
Oh, yes. Yepremian?
Garo Yepremian is correct for 10 points. Had he simply fallen on the ball, Washington would have taken possession at the spot of the fumble, but he tried to do a little too much.
I'm sure if Aaron was around for that one, she would have loved it.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks.
So at the end of the third period, the scores are Scott with 202, Chris with 115, but it is not out of reach in the shootout. And before we turn that over to Aaron, let's hear how the shootout works. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of 3 questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all 3 questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all 3 questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Your shootout questions are: number 1, the number of NASCAR race wins for Jimmy Johnson. 2, Peyton Manning's record for passing yards in a single season. And 3, regular season home runs hit in Major League Baseball in 2018. And while they're thinking about that, here's something for you guys to listen to.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
Question number 1, the number of NASCAR wins for Jimmy Johnson. Chris, what'd you get?
I put 144. Know nothing about NASCAR. I know 200 wins is really, really, really good. I think there's only a couple people, so I put 144 for that reason.
Okay, and Scott?
I went with 71. I know he's won a lot of championships, but he hasn't really won many races lately, so I think it's somewhere in that vicinity.
Well, neither of you were dead on. The answer was 83 wins for Jimmy Johnson. Peyton, what was Peyton Manning's record for passing yards in a single season? Scott, what did you say?
I said 5,250. I think it's just a little bit over 5,000.
And Chris?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I went with 5,200.
All right. On this one, y'all are both a smidge low. The answer is 5,477. Uh-huh. You were close. He is probably, arguably, by every possible metric, the superior Manning, which is fine. Number 3. Number of regular season home runs hit by Major League Baseball players in the year 2018. Chris?
Just took a stab and said 6,200.
And Scott?
I did a little bit of math and rounded down to 6,000 even.
All right. And the answer was 5,585 home runs. Mm-hmm. So I love it when people guess answers that are so close to each other. That's always very interesting to see.
Yeah, those are really close.
And with 3 wins in the shootout, wait.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm so bad.
Yes.
Yep.
Hang on a second. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Just pretend that's white.
And with 3 wins in the shootout, that's a big old sweep. Scott picks up 50 points. Taking our final scores, Chris 115, Scott 252. Nice job, gentlemen. Both of y'all played a good game.
Good job, Scott.
Thanks. Good game, Chris.
Yeah, I think Chris got scuttled by a couple of category choices that turned out not to be what he thought they were going to be in that match.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened. I think I would have swept a couple categories that he had. So it just, it worked out that way. That's a shame.
Yep. Luck of the draw, kind of literally when I guess cards that are drawn from a deck.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that was an excellent match. 252 for Scott, 115 for Chris. Gentlemen, we'll start with Chris. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
No, I really don't. I guess I have to watch SportsCenter since I have no idea what's going on in current day sports. But no, Scott, I was overmatched today, but it was fun. Thank you.
And Scott?
Well, thank you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Good match. I'm shocked at the number of hockey questions I got right. So I'll take it. Shout out to my Virginia Tech Hokies.
I'll also put in a little plug. A great podcast to listen to if you want to keep up on current stuff is the Pardon the Interruption podcast. They edit out the commercials. It's only a 20-minute listen, so it's a pretty good listen. Ooh. And those guys are kind of entertaining as well. So that's a good podcast to kind of keep track of the current big stories in sports from day to day. Nice. For Chris and Scott and Aaron, this is Brent. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time you download.
Bye.
This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thanks for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bullmeyer.
Those are 8-1 if you want to.
Oh, cool.
Sound all professional and stuff.
I would prefer that if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's absolutely it's just perfectly fine.
Fool them all. They'll never know because of the magic of editing. All right.